Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.
All right, gentlemen, racing. Where are you taking us racing this week?
Well, Jimmy, let's go to Caulfield Race 10. There's a horse number 2 that won first up a couple of weeks ago. That has been a nemesis of mine, Chortle Lane, because it did its first ever win in Australia, and then I think its third win in Australia. On both occasions, one of mine ran second to it in Plundering. So I think it returned with its win 2 weeks ago, just came from last at a track that doesn't suit horses coming from behind, and picked them up and went away easily. Very nice rating. It's best form when it's fresh. I think it's come back a very nice horse. So Caulfield Race 10, number 2, Chortle Lane. I'll have 100 on the nose. Thank you.
That's at $3.80 at the moment, so we'll pop that on at the fixed price. I'm going to also stay in Caulfield. There's a really good meeting in Adelaide. They had some Group 1s there last week. They got some more Group 1s this week, so there's some high-quality racing there. It goes to Queensland, the carnival after that, so plenty of good racing around the nation. I'm going to stick in Caulfield. Race 6, number 9. Been very, very consistent this preparation, the Shaper. It's been very well backed, $10 into 6, so I'm going to take the $6, and after spending a few days over in New Zealand with Lloyd, I am absolutely 100% taking a win only. So at $6, we're going to put the $100 on the win.
Oh, you'll be very happy with that. All right, gentlemen, we've got the standalone at Hawkesbury. So I'm going to take us there. Race number 7 at Hawkesbury, number 16, Hasty Honey. So this is in the Hawkesbury Guineas. Big spec, good odds here. We'll have to find out just exactly how good they are. But Tracy from Cordor's done the form. Last start went from the hot rails to hooking around them off the fence, which was the inferior ground on the day. The run had plenty of merit that she saw on the video. So clearly handled the heavy track, as it will be on Saturday. So home track as well. So what have we got there for the win and for the place, Tristan?
Yeah, there has been a little bit of support for it, although there have been a couple of scratchings out of the race, so it's probably more so to do with that. It hasn't moved the market too much away from that. It's been $26 into 21, so still very, very good odds, so a decision to be made.
Okay. Place odds?
Place $5.
$5, all right. The tried and trusted, Tristan, I'll have $30 on the win and I'll have $70 on the place, please.
Yeah, that staking plan's one of your better ones, Jimmy. So 30 by 70, $21 and $5.
There we go.